Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Healthline Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jay Howard, five-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of CSM Production, 30-year anniversary today. He's celebrating. Jay, congratulations again. I'm excited. You got me beat by 10 years. I'm going to celebrate 20 in about of my radio program and my media company in about 2 weeks. And let's talk about celebrating milestones. One of the things that I've done every year, even year 13 and year 16, I celebrated on the show. I took a week and I celebrated. I was more obnoxious than usual. I think it's important for small businesses to celebrate milestones, whatever that may be. If it's an employee gets a new rating, a new certification, if you bring on a new product, but especially annual events, I think it's a big deal. I think our customers want to see that. What do you think?
I think our people want to see it even more, because keeping an enthusiastic team is how you get through week after week of travel or 14-hour days or stressful live event situations. And, you know, essentially they need a hug. Mm-hmm. And they need to know that you value them. We do a program, which is, you know, started as Christmas party, then call it a holiday party. But it's what we call it now is the Dog and Pony Awards. And every December we have an award show in a building in Charlotte, and we award three people awards and three event awards. And we joke with ourselves, and say we're really just a dog and pony company. We produce events, and that went into that has morphed into an award show with trophies and previous year's winners presenting the next year's winners, and it's pretty elaborate. As any event company would do when it does an event for itself, it's going to be quite fairly overproduced.
Right.
Nonetheless, we entertain the heck out of ourselves in mid-December.
Well, the thing that I and obviously you're exactly right. The employees, you want to love them up. You want to make it a big deal. But let them help you celebrate outwardly, outside your four walls. Because I'm telling you, if you've got customers who depend on you, they like knowing that you're celebrating another year, because they want you to be around. And that people like to hang out with success, don't they?
Well, I think you see that in our charity event we do every October. We have an event that we do called Golfing for Good, and it's a golf tournament over at Cabarrus Country Club near our office. And it started as a way to help one family. And so we pick a cause, someone that's in need that has some kind of connection, be it a family member or a close friend of someone that works for us. And we go all in on this golf tournament. The company pays the expenses to have the golf tournament. And our clients and our partners and our friends buy teams, donate additional funds. This year, that day, we raised over $60,000.
Wow.
And over the course of the 7 years, we've raised over $250,000. With that event, and it is truly a bonding opportunity for a company outing that is more than a company outing. It actually makes a difference in somebody's
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I got a couple of minutes left, and 30 years you've been doing this. One of the things I like to do when I talk to successful entrepreneurs is ask them about the things that they did that didn't turn out so well. We all love to hear people who obviously are on the other side of failure. They're very successful. Talk about some of the things that didn't work out. What did you do in the last 30 years? What was a bonehead thing that you did that you actually were able to recover from?
There's been multiple events that we've gotten into, you know, that maybe were not what we should have been doing. Every time I guess without getting specific, every time you get out of your lane,
mm-hmm.
for what your core competency is, you're putting yourself at risk for the quality of the product and your reputation and credibility.
What was it Grandma used to say, stick to your knitting?
Well, I mean, we do four things, and if it goes outside of those four things, it quite frankly probably doesn't make sense. But we've got a very successful street festival in Charlotte. We tried to do it in Atlanta. We tried to do it in Dallas. And the support for the effort, just the geographic and financial makeup of the event in Charlotte, you would assume naively that all that will work everywhere.
Right.
But that's not true. Every market's different. Every financial situation's different.
It's fascinating, isn't it, to see that?
It's frustrating. I mean, quite frankly, because anyone that's successful in one area has this bulletproof mentality that they're going to be successful
right.
by doing it again, and it's just not the case. The same way that you have to manage different people different ways, you've got to work different events in different markets. With a separate strategy.
Right.
And so every now and then we try an event that is just a loser. And you can lose two ways with an event. If you're the promoter, then you can obviously lose enough to where you don't get paid. If you're the producer and it doesn't work, it's just a matter of you didn't do it very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you also learn what doesn't work, right? That's one of the things that you get out of coming short like that is as Edison said, you identify what doesn't work. Hey, Jed, good job today. Give us the website again, please.
GoCSMProduction.com. And we've been doing a 30 to 30 countdown on our Instagram. So at CSM Production is our Instagram. And if you can scroll back through there and see the way that we've sort of had some fun over the last 30 days.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.